A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph. Avodah Zarah 11a, pagination is 21, the story of Unculus. First line, Unculus bar Colonimus Igayer. Unculus, the son of Colonimus, became Jewish. Shadar Caesar, the Roman Caesar, sent Gundo du Romoi Abasre, a troop of Romans after him. Moshchinu Bikroi, he engaged them in verses. Igayer, and they converted. Hodoshadar Gundo du Romoi Acharina Abasre, so he sent another troop of Romans after him. Amaluhu, and he gave them the directive. Lotemru levelomidi, don't talk to him. Kiavoshakli va'ozlu, as they were taking him out to arrest him, to bring him to the Caesar, Omaluhu, he told them, Emaluhu milsa ba'almo, I'd like to tell you something that has nothing to do with theological debates. I just want to ask you a question. And he said, Nifura nokat nura kame pipura. This level of prestige type person holds the fire for the other person who is of higher rank than he is. Pifura leduchsa. And this person holds it in front of him. And duchsa lehegmona. And the duchsa holds it for the hegmona. Hegmona lekoma. And the hegmona holds it for the kuma, who's the king. Rashi, third line, Kuma is the king. So all of these different ranks are going to pledge allegiance, if you will, to the rank above them, until you get to the king. Kuma, minoket nura mikame inchi. Does the king hold the fire, the torch, for regular people? Amri leilo. So they answered, of course not. The king is the king. Amaluhu, so Unculus said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nokat nura kama Yisrael, but Hashem holds the fire for the Jewish people. He does service the people in such a way. Dichsiv, Hashem holuch lefneihem yomam. One of the opening scenes of the Jewish people as a nation is that Hashem is leading them with a pillar of fire to provide light for them, Igayer, so they converted as well. Hodoshadar Gunda Acharino Abasre, so the Caesar sent another troop to arrest Unculus. Amaluhu, he said to them, the Caesar told the troop, Lotishto Midi Bahade, don't get involved in any conversation at all. As they were taking him out, Chaza Mezuzta, they see the mezuzah, the mancha apischa that's on the doorway. Osiv yodei alei, so Unculus touched it. Va'amaluhu, mai hai, and the question is, so what is that mezuzah? Amru lei emalonat, so they told him, you tell us, we don't know. Amaluhu, and he explained, Minhaga shal olam, the way the world, the earthly kingdoms work, is melech masav adam, yoshim mibifnim va'avada mishamir usami bachutz. The physical king has guards on the outside while he's on the inside. V'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the way Hashem runs his relationship, is avadav mibifnim, the servants are on the inside, v'mishamrim bibachutz, and he is standing on the outside to protect them. Sheneemar Hashem, yishmor tzeischa v'echa me'ata v'ad olam, Hashem should guard your going out and your coming always. Igayer, so they also converted. Sulosha de basre, so the Roman Caesar did not send any more troops after him. It's a very beautiful Gemara, it's touching. Unculus was able to convert these different troops that were supposed to be loyal to the Caesar three times. Wow. There's obviously many steps deeper in this Gemara. What was the essence of the dialogue between Unculus and these people that until then pledged allegiance to the Caesar and to Roman theology with all of their gods, etc. So there's an essential difference that Unculus is identifying. In the first incident, verses, we don't know which verses, but in the second two incidents, it's very clear what he's expressing. He's saying that Hashem is servicing the people. What does that mean? And why is that such a dramatic change of attitude that would cause these people to join in Unculus's way of looking at the world and appreciating Hashem and monotheism? So in the general approach to a king in Roman times, it was might makes right, and you have to listen to the king because he's going to hurt you if you don't. The king had an attitude of, I'm great, so serve me. And therefore, all the guards were there to protect the king. The people are there to pay taxes to the king, to his system. Contrast that, if the king, like Hashem, Melech Malchei Hamlochim, is all-powerful, he's a king of greatness. A king of greatness doesn't need you to protect him. On the contrary, a king of greatness is here. He's able to service the subjects. We say it in Bahrein of Ashas, L'hachayos b'hem nefesh kol chai. Hashem is ultimate greatness, and therefore he's provided for already. Hashem has room, so to speak, to provide for others, just on a most simplistic contrast between one type of king and a different type of king. Hashem is already great, and therefore he can provide. Shmuel says to the people, when they ask for a king, V'Hashem Elokecha Malkechem. Hashem is your king. What do you need a king for? You want a king, so then the king is going to make a lot of demands of you. Even in Torah law with a physical king, Asher Yelech Lefneichem, the king has to be able to lead the people in battle. If he's privately and asking everybody else to provide for him, that's a lack of confidence that he's an emissary of Hashem and Hashem is all-powerful. We have a similar dialogue in the story of Rebbe and Artavon. It's found in Yalkut Yehoshua Lamed Aleph, as well as in the Yerushalmi, the first parak of Peah, where Artavon sent a gift of a gem to Rebbe, and Rebbe reciprocated with a mezuzah. And Artavon asked, I don't understand, I sent you something of such great value, what are you sending me back, this piece of parchment? And Rebbe answered, firstly, Cheftzi v'cheftzach lo yushvu. You should understand that all of your assets and all of my interests and your interests, none of it compares to the greatness of this mezuzah. But besides, you should understand there's a difference in way of thinking. The physical king is on the inside and his guards are on the outside, but when we deal with Hashem, the servants are on the inside, and Hashem is symbolically expressed through the mezuzah. In fact, the Shin Dalet Yud on the outside of the mezuzah, besides being Hashem's name, also stands for Shomer Dal Sos Yisrael, that Hashem is the guardian of the doorways of the Jewish people. And the difference between their king and the type of theology and king that Unculus was describing was something so dramatic. It was a change in total outlook. And that, presumably, is what triggered their change of heart and why Unculus's very simple, straightforward perspective, when shared, was so powerful in converting these Roman guards from their loyalty to the Caesar to loyalty to Hashem. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.